This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Federal Reserve commenting in a surprise fashion about the fight on inflation. It might be won. It might be on its way to being in the rearview mirror. Then again, I welcome Véronique de Rougy of the Mercatus Center to comment on what appears to be the market celebrating the Federal Reserve announcing that no more hikes, in fact, cuts ahead. How many? Well, the number three is used, but these are the bulls. How much? A quarter point each. When? 2024. That's the headline. But, Véronique, a very good evening to you. 10 minutes ago, we were worried about inflation. Now the Federal Reserve says we've conquered inflation. Do you account for that? Is there a way to understand why the Federal Reserve changed its direction so dramatically? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I am always wary about making predictions, but I'm going to say that I'm skeptical that the Fed is going to be able to cut rates three times. And I am also skeptical that inflation is a thing of the past. I think that considering that government hasn't cut any spending, that it has no intention of cutting any spending, considering that in a year or so, we're going to have very likely the extension of most of the Trump tax cuts, it's going to mean more debt. I also trust that Congress is likely going to be extending a lot of the spending to the states that it shouldn't extend, but it's going to extend. I just am very skeptical. I think it's wishful thinking on the part of the Fed. There's a lot of mixed signals in the economy. And I don't know. That's my thinking right now.
Inflation is a product in part of the spending by Congress. I'm not certain that the Fed has answered that problem because Congress continues to spend. So these two things don't seem to go together. The Fed was following a path since the spring of 22 to be austere, and then it changed. Did something happen? Was there a revelation? Or is this, and this is a cynical question, is this election year?
I think it's election year, and I think also, the Fed is getting a lot of pressure on from Wall Street and a lot of pressure from very likely the administration. I mean, the high interest rates mean really high interest payment. Payment of interest has increased by 40% since last year alone. It's scheduled to go up even more. We're at 3% of debt to 3% of interest payment to the GDP. So it's a lot of interest payment. And it's projected to go up. So I think there's a lot of pressure, and I don't trust that Jerome Powell is actually politically is courageous enough to actually do what Volcker said, which is, I am not going to reduce the rates until inflation is completely done and over. And so I just don't see it. And I've always been worried that he would be weak, and I'm worried that we're entering that phase. I think it's very unwise, considering that inflation was effectively flat. It's very unwise to announce rate cuts.
What is modern monetary theory?
Modern monetary theory is this notion that you can spend as much as you want and print money as much as you want, and there won't be any inflation. I think it's been proven wrong quite significantly in the last few years.
That sounds like Argentina. Argentina printed money anytime it wanted, and it wound up with approaching 200% inflation, which seems science fiction.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I don't blame them for coming up with those wild theories, because it is true that we were just coming out of 15, 16, 20 years, let's say, of massive spending, quantitative easing, 0% interest rates, and no inflation. And I think people really truly believed that inflation had been conquered, and that it didn't matter anymore. So So they went all out for political reason. They said, why are we worried about inflation as an argument for not spending a lot of money?
About the tax cuts of 2017, you've written about those separately at the National Review Online. You indicate that they're not going to go away. Is that your indication? Because I thought the Democratic majority in the Senate and a near to Democratic majority in the House is evenly divided. I thought they wanted to do away with, well, some of those tax cuts are going to disappear unless continued, but that won't be until well into the next term. But your opinion is that even the Democrats will keep the tax cuts. Is that it?
So Democrats are hypocrites. They spend their time complaining and blaming Republicans for tax cuts. But when it comes time to actually there are a bunch of provisions that are set to expire in 25 and with taking effect in 26, usually they renege on a lot of the stuff. Well, and it's not just that they want to preserve the tax cuts that benefited middle class and lower income class taxpayers. It's also, for instance, they would like the state and local tax deduction to come back. They'd like the cap that was put in 2017 to go away so their rich taxpayers can benefit from it. And so I've heard different numbers. Adam Michel, who is the one who produced this fantastic column that I wrote about, where he lists all the provisions that are set to expire, and it tells you what's going to happen, where it is now, where it's set to go, and what his prescription is versus extending some, letting some go, because some of these tax cuts were really great, and there's a real risk if you let them expire, not just that it's going to hurt, taxpayers, but it's going to hurt also the economy, which is effectively the same thing. And then there's also a balance. We have to balance with that the idea of extending all tax cuts, which means more debt. So he had a really fantastic table that recaps all the things that are on the table right now. And what he was saying is that there's roughly a consensus out there that three-fourths of the tax cuts are going to be extended. They're going to have to vote and basically increase the debt, but for the benefit of tax cuts and also for the benefit of a better tax code. What the Democrats are going to do very likely is that they're going to fight to let the rest expire, or they're going to say, you know what, we'll let you keep your tax cuts and give us more spending, which that would be the worst of both worlds, because effectively what it means is that you increase borrowing to make up for the revenue that is currently projected to occur after 2026. And you have more borrowing for the spending that the Democrats have managed to extract from the Republicans in exchange.
Veronique Durizzi of the Mercatus Center, looking at 2024. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.